Thursday, September 5th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 61 days to the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, and I am a little shocked, I have to say. I'm a little shocked and maybe even a little disheartened more than I normally would be, that people are still falling for the Russian conspiracy hoax. I cannot believe it. People are still falling for the Russian conspiracy hoax. Now, the liberals, the left, the Democrats, okay, yeah, they'll fall for anything. But to see conservatives now buying into this, oh, yes, we trust the DOJ now, we trust the FBI now, is stunning. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's my guess is most people in this audience do not care about the Tenet Media story, and they're not buying into the division and the hype. So, and I addressed it plenty on X earlier, but I'm just like, wow, oh, the DOJ is being honest, and the Russian conspiracy is real now. What? Oh, yeah. With, you know, just over 60 days, I'm sure. Yeah, all these Americans here you see on the screen, I guess Lawrence Hutter's actually Canadian. Oh, yeah, they're Russians. Oh yeah. Oh, they're Russian propaganda agents. What a joke. What a joke it really all is. Now, I'm waiting to see the full story, and there might be something there. But to see right-wingers and Trump supporters buying into it, if anything, this thing was probably a Fed op, ladies and gentlemen, against Trump. But my guess is, I don't know, it's all over today, and I just can't believe people are falling for it. Because, again, the real story is, whatever the case is with Lauren Chin and Tenet Media, I'll wait and see. I tend not to trust the DOJ and the FBI because I'm smart. But the real story is that the DOJ and the FBI are getting ready to play the cards so that the Democrats don't certify Trump's election victory. That's the story here. And so I'm just stunned people can't see right through this. But now it's real. Oh, okay. No. They're going to refuse to certify Trump's election in November, and Russian meddling, influence, interference, that's going to be their excuse. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious. The Democrats have gone on TV and said so. But people are piling on this deal now, and it's just missing the entire story. But okay, I don't know. Maybe people don't care about that are tuned into this show. But man, it is like the number one thing on X right now in the right-wing commentary. And of course, leftists. But see, it's perfect now. And leftists say, oh, look, everyone's a Russian agent now. Everybody that supports Trump is paid by Russia. Give me a break. Give me a break. Here, you want the big story, really? Hunter Biden is now pleading guilty in the California case because they don't want the 30 witnesses that were going to be called to testify exposing the Biden crime family. There's your story. Not some media group that might have been getting paid by a Russian or could have been a federal front anyway. No, it's that they don't want you to know that the Bidens were taking millions of dollars for foreign country. He's the president of the United States, not a social media influencer. That's the story.